the staff report. Is there anything, Marilyn, you want to add?
There's so many things going on that I don't have anything to report. How's that? We will have the courts group back again at the June 12th meeting because they have changed their furlough definition just a little and want to come back to the board one time more and see if they can get that through. In June, I will also be returning with iPad policy. Karen Levy and I have had conversations with tax counsel Ice Miller regarding whether we can reimburse board members for iPads and have them belong to you, and that's not going to fly. So that's really it for me. Tim, do you have a comment?
You've approved the meeting next week. We're going to talk to a number of firms. Three of those firms are going to have the final close of their funds by June 30th.
Yes.
So if we approve any of those three funds, we're going to need to do on-site very quickly. So I'd just like to soft circle a couple dates and kind of get gauge who might be available for on-site travel.
What dates are you looking?
June 6th and 7th in New England. Start and then go to Boston.
No, we don't. I didn't think you could.
We've got one trustee who's already said they can. Let me see if there's a second.
Can't do it.
Can't do it.
We'll inform the others that aren't here.
Yeah.
I have a graduation on June 6th, so I'm not going to miss it. I got a grandchild graduating on June 6th.
It may be, though, because of the rush, if we only have one board member with a consultant and two.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay, and then the potential for June 20th in Dallas.
I could probably do that one.
I'll do that
if no one else does it.
I can do that one, okay. Too.
You have to have two.
And I'm also available.
So you got four.
Well, then
four.
You have to worry about it. You got four people going to Dallas.
Take your pick.
Take your pick.
Deborah, you're available, too.
Okay. Yeah, I believe okay. So.
Okay. All right. So is that it, Tim?
Yeah. We'll have more next week.
All right. Is that it?
That's it.
Karen doesn't have anything you'd like to say?
I do not.
Okay. All right, any trustees? I know a few people went to Sackers.
Yeah.
We all had a great time and learned a lot.
Well, I want to update on some of the other things.
Okay.
So I was with Chi-Chi in West Palm Beach.
Okay.
A couple of weeks ago. We started with a site visit of the Star Sigler Guff property, which is in that area in Fort Lauderdale. Very impressive tour of a shopping mall that they picked up at an incredibly cheap price and have they're basically value adding to this mall, and they've got reconfiguration plans for a lot of it. We were actually not visiting with the Sigler Guff people. We were visiting with the people who did the real estate deal for Sigler Guff. We then spent 2.5 days in the EIF conference. Learned a lot about the energy industry, and it was impressive to hear about each of their individual investments, which I don't have the summary with me today. I can send that out later. I believe that's all I have.
Sigler Guff is on that list now,
yes.
Going forward. So, just okay. Anyone else?
At the roundtable. Supposedly, it was a roundtable last week at Sackers for
the breakout in the afternoon.
Okay. Afternoon roundtable for the trustees. There was a presentation on, I believe it was called Maxell software.
Maxell.
So it works on your iPad so that trustees can watch the portfolio live.
Amazing.
Please.
Makes.
Yes. That's scary.
Right.
Well,
not
you mean like in
live,
real time?
Pardon?
In real time.
In real time.
Just about, yeah.
Practically. But it was quite
it's scary what all this stuff can
Well, on that note, can I make one more comment?
Yes.
As of, what are we at now? We're in May. So as of April 30th, market value, $6.52 billion.
Oh. Just don't buy a cake and don't get a band.
The previous CIO and I, first staff, had a barbecue out on the balcony, and we brought the meat in and did all this stuff. And how long? It was a few weeks later. So we're not doing anything.
You're not doing anything, right?
I'm not jinxing it.
Good.
That's really sweet. First time, the $6 billion.
I have one other comment. I also attended the Sackers Legislative Committee meeting, and just a couple of update things. AB 382 passed the Assembly, moved on to the Senate. It kind of got crunched down, and the only thing that was left in it was the non-controversial remaining part of the bill, which was corrections to the Brown Act. And originally, I think they had wanted to exempt the investment presentations here from public.
Alternative.
Alternatives, right. Like the way we can with real estate.
And that part got stripped out of it, so it's no longer there. Lacera number one, which is a bill they're calling Lacera number one, proposed by them, telephone transactions bill. Certain transactions can now be done by phone. They're saying it's going to be inserted into 382, which is the one I just mentioned. They're going to tack it onto there. There's a PEPR conformity project. They're working on integrating cross-references to PEPR into CERL. That doesn't have a bill yet. What's that?
Sorry. my phrase was good luck with that.
Yeah. AB 1380 passed the assembly. Pull request. 50-50 split of member rate rounded to the nearest. Oh, this was Paul's request. I don't know what 1380 was about. I'm sorry. Didn't write it down. But Paul Angelo was in the meeting as well and had requested that the committee look at tacking on something to one of the bills about the rounding to the nearest quarter of a percent. So we'll see where that goes. That's it.
Jerry and I did go to the business meeting on Friday. I did write minutes up, and I'll just pass it out at the first meeting rather than go through all the debate countywide on those issues. Yes.
One other Sackers thing. This is honestly not as ominous as it looks, but it was something I thought about while I was at Sackers, and I just wanted to pass it out and see whether or not the board and or staff might give it some consideration. One of the presentations that I went to up there was presenting some very elaborate software, very expensive software that's being put out and made available to other plans, and that allows staff and board members to drill down to incredible depths. I mean, it's the what-if scenarios, I think, are just mind-numbing. But I was thinking opposite direction. There is so much good information that we have available to us as board members and is available on the website, but in some cases it's not as elegantly reached, I think, as it could be. And one of the things we used to use, and wasn't unique to our organization, is something called a dashboard. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering whether or not the staff might consider a dashboard that would coalesce some of the more prominently interesting pieces of information that we are frequently asked for. Mm-hmm. I think it might have some advantages in that we'd always be pointing to the same number for total plan return. We'd always be looking, and the media could check that fine, look at the total plan return. We might consider, I just put out some representative metrics out there, asset allocation by investment category, not every single one, but right. The fact that we've got this international, we've got this equity and what it looks like, or this equity category. And it could be updated monthly, quarterly, whatever time is available.
Do we have I'm sorry to interrupt, but do we have a dedicated IT person that works for
I have tech? Two IT, I have one programmer analyst, an IT manager, an IT coordinator. And we probably will be coming back to request one more position for next year, but some of this I see as our recommendation will be back in the next month or two for investment staff, because as we get over $6 billion and keep broadening it, I have two people.
Well,
there too,
no, so. And I would be open. I think. I'm sorry. I know it's when the new people come on, they always have all these wonderful ideas. But okay. I know the county's having a problem with our website. It's not easily navigatable, right. And I have found that with ours. And that's not a criticism. It's just that you get it in place, you use it, and then it seems we all know how to use it. But Jerry's right, and I think we need to make it more dynamic. Okay. And so I would like your consideration to come back to us at some point as to how to incorporate not only this but a more dynamic website.
Okay. So
and that was just a list of representative metrics. There could be other ones you would want, would not want. It's just there's lots of good information in there, but you really have to be, pretty dedicated to drill down and get some of that information. And you okay. could put some very high-level stuff up there. I think it could be interesting to viewers.
Okay.
That's it.
While
Thank
we're
you.
On that topic, I noticed that when I go into one page and hit a link to go back to the page I was at before, I actually get a different format. It's a different page, really.
Yeah.
It's not the same page that I started out with to And that happens.
One thing we may want to consider.
I think I lost it. That's how I did it.
Is hiring somebody.
Well, let's save the website for a whole nother conversation, and maybe we can.
So I'll make sure that gets on the agenda.
Just quickly on that website, I talked to Tim right after, and he had talked with them, and I think their beginning fee was $100,000 or something like that. So it's not.
You don't spend that much.
It's not cheap.
No, it's not, but you can find people that.
Exactly, that's right.
I've been in enough IT projects to know that scope creep becomes brutal. So if you can get your arms around requirements for something small like this and keep it small, rather than having somebody say, and then we could also do this, and then we could do that, and then we could do that, and then we could do that, then you're not talking that kind of money.
Yeah.
Not near that kind of money.
Thank you. It's on our project list.
Any other trustee comments? All right, with that, we're going to close.
It's going to be on there as long as the watch list.
We're going to depart from public meeting to go to closed session. We will come back out with any results if we have any.
We can do closed session right here. There's lunches that are there, so we can maybe do it quickly here. So.